The big man walked slowly toward him, as if in a daze. He didn't speak, but as he approached, his hands came up almost involuntarily, his fingers reaching out toward the lost symbol of his people. Neither noticed Vila and the others enter the chamber.
"How dare you defile Mandalore's mask with your filthy Jedi hands!"
Vila shouted, breaking the spell that had momentarily enthralled the two men. Revan looked up to see her standing at the cavern's entrance, flanked by the other climbers. All six Mandalorians were armed with blaster pistols, their muzzles aimed directly at the two men standing by the crypt.
"Vila!" Candorous demanded. "What do you think you're doing?"
"Put the mask down and step away from the crypt,"
she commanded, ignoring him. Moving slowly, so as not to alarm anyone, Revan placed the mask back in the crypt.
"Avner fought beside us,"
Candorous protested.
"He led us to Mandalore's mask, and you repay him with a betrayal?"
Vila barked out a harsh laugh.
"Who are you to talk of betrayal? You turned your back on your people. And for what? To throw your lot in with Revan the Butcher?"
"When did you figure it out?"
Candorous asked, not bothering to deny the truth.
"Once he revealed himself to be a Jedi, it was obvious,"
she said with a sneer.
"Especially with that name. Did you really think rearranging Revan into Avner would fool us?"
"This isn't about him," Candorous said. "It's about me, isn't it?"
Vila bit down hard on her lip, but didn't answer.
"I'm not here to claim the mask for myself," Candorous assured her. "You're the rightful leader of Clan Ordo. I'm not here to challenge you."
"You still don't get it,"
Vila said, shaking her head.
"You should be our leader, not me. You were our greatest warrior. You were our champion, our hero. When Mandalore fell, you should have been the one to take his place."
She looked at him sadly.
"Instead, you abandoned us. You abandoned me."
"I'm sorry," Candorous said softly. "When our clan fell apart, I was lost. I had to get away. I didn't know what else to do."
"You could have stayed and helped piece it back together,"
Vila insisted, her voice cracking slightly as she lowered the blaster in her hand.
"Seen Vatine," Candorous said. "I can't undo the past, but I'm here now."
"That's why I didn't tell the others in the camp,"
she admitted.
"I didn't want to destroy your reputation by telling them you fell in with Revan."
"You didn't tell them because you're afraid they'd agree with me,"
Candorous countered.
"Revan is not our enemy. Not now. Without him, Clan Gendry would have slaughtered us. Without him, we never would have found Mandalore's mask. Revan has proven himself to be our brother, and what you're doing brings dishonor on our clan."